The Ramen Noodle is brought to you by the Green Office Workstation. You can eat, play, poop, exercise, and more at a single seat with your computer in front of you, the toilet under you, exercise around you, and enjoy your life. And it's all green and eco-friendly. Check out the Green Office Workstation today.
This ad not approved by Jeremy.
It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 109.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, 'cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody else laughs along.
Welcome back to another episode of The Ramen Noodle, clean comedy podcast where we give you seasoning packets of comedy to flavor your day. I'm Daniel J. Lewis.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin.
And Jenny, my wife, couldn't join us this evening, or didn't want to, because, I don't know, maybe you guys didn't give her enough love. Which, in a sense, I'm a kind of okay with that. I mean, if you know what I mean from a jealous husband, sort of, I want to be the only one giving my wife love kind of perspective.
I think that's just selfish.
Oh. I want to be the only one doing the giving is selfish?
Yeah.
I'm a selfish, generous giver. I'm generously selfish. Selfishly generous.
I basically see you with a shovel and ground in front of you.
And the air in my hair. The wind at my back.
No.
Oh, okay. Mm-mm. Check us out on the web over at cleancomedypodcast.com. If this is your first time listening, listen to several episodes before you judge us.
Yes, please.
Well, let's talk about the funny stuff that's happened within the last week. I've got a few little things that happened within the last week. One is I got introduced to a brain-dead woodpecker.
Go on.
Outside of our house, Jenny noticed that there was a woodpecker, not pecking on wood like you would expect a woodpecker to do. Instead, he was pecking in the dirt. It's going. Pop, pop, pop. It wasn't actually making that much noise either.
Maybe it was a dirt pecker. Duh.
Oh yeah, duh. Maybe it was a cross between an anteater. Anteater. I always feel like I'm mispronouncing that. And a woodpecker.
Maybe. Or maybe it was just a brain dead woodpecker.
It hit the tree a little bit too hard a few too many times and started going in the wrong direction.
Mm.
Or it's a Chinese woodpecker trying to get back to home.
Squirrel!
But what I was wondering with it is this how we are sometimes?
Nope.
That instead of barking up the wrong tree, we prefer to dig a hole in the ground for ourselves.
Well, you do.
Yeah, that's true.
Actually, you do both. I'm just going to pick on you tonight because I'm kind of too tired to do anything else.
Because I look like naturally. A nose, like a scab.
A nose picker? Oh, wait, that's not even close to what we were talking about.
Okay, but the other update I want to share is something that happened in church the other day. That we go to this church where we were having a Bible study.
Were you awake or were you dreaming?
I was awake.
Okay.
I didn't knock anyone down the stairs. I know what this is. And I now bring my iPad with me to church instead of a paper Bible.
Oh, indeed you
please,
do.
There's nothing wrong with this. I don't want to receive hate mail from Christians saying I'm so un-Christian by bringing an iPad instead of pages.
That's such a sad statement. Hate mail from Christians. That sounds like a band name.
And you know, it says like all of this stuff. And at the end, it says, God bless you.
That's automatic signature.
Yeah. I'm just one of the 490 times that you're supposed to forgive.
Well, oh my gosh.
So I use the Bible app on my iPad, YouVersion, and I like it because it's really fast. I can see the letters a lot bigger. I can more easily track things, find things, switch versions, compare, and study. I mean, I'm becoming a better Christian because of the iPad. Let's see if Apple uses that in their advertising.
Oh my gosh.
But on the iPad, and similar to if you use iPod Touch or iPhone, there's this little shortcut now in more recent devices that if you press the little button at the bottom, which is the home button, if you press it twice, it's supposed to let you switch programs.
Mm-hmm.
And when I turned on my iPad, I wasn't in the Bible app. I was in a different program. So I went to press this button, but instead
of pressing, which is what he was using during the service earlier that day.
But there are no. That's not a good game to play in church. It should be Forgiving Birds.
Forget
or Angry and Sin Not Birds.
Oh my gosh!
We're Christians too, so it's okay. But. So I go to switch back to the Bible program so I can look up the scripture verse that is being mentioned. And I forgot that I had previously, yes, played a game on the iPad the night before. And so I turned up the sound.
Yeah, you did.
Which is normally off. So when I went to switch my apps, instead of double pressing the home button, I triple pressed it, which said this very loudly for everyone to hear.
Voiceover on. Gmail. Menu. Button.
It freaked me out. It freaked out the guy that was teaching. And this was a smaller room. So, like, everyone heard.
He goes, is that Siri? And I could hear the wheels turning in your head how to avoid explaining. No, this is an iPad. It doesn't technically have Siri, but it has several Siri-like features.
I was like, actually thinking that.
I knew it. But instead you're just like, I don't know what that was.
Well, yeah, because at first I didn't know how I did that. I didn't realize I triple pressed. I triple blessed my iPad.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't realize I did that. And so when that happened, it startled me too because I didn't know my speaker was on. It's usually off. Almost always, my electronic devices around me are always muted, almost always. And this was one case where it wasn't. And the guy looks right at me because this was loud and the sound carried really well in this room. And I was thinking, are they going to think I'm reading my email while he's preaching?
Pretty much.
All of this. So my best defense was just to say, I don't know what that was. I'm sorry.
And you didn't. I think I told you later that it said voiceover.
It's like my iPad was saying, amen, preach it. That's its way of saying it. Voiceover on.
And
Gmail.
So now you're going to have to change that shortcut to just invert the colors on your screen if you accidentally hit it three times instead of turning on a voice.
I don't know. I might then think it's demon possessed. Thing has gone to the dark side.
You could think that, but you would be kind of silly. Demon squirrel. Ew.
Jeremy, what do you have for us on a random noodle update?
I have lots of little random things, little randomnesses. See, one happened more than a week ago. I know, it's kind of close to expiring on the funny scale, but not really, because it's kind of timeless as well. Actually, two of my three things that I have for you have to do with things I've been called.
Oh? Have you been called a dirt pecker?
No, okay. I have not. But the other night, and you could play my bumper, because this actually kind of did happen. It's not really related, but it happened there, so you can play it.
It happened where?
In the drive-thru.
And now, Tales from the Drive-Thru.
Yes, one of my coworkers, who I dearly love, said
died
this to me.
Oh.
No, she fell out the window and we never saw her again, couldn't find her. No, she has this Disney obsession and Elvis obsession, which is kind of an interesting combination. And she says to me, in reference to the Disney Beauty and the Beast, she goes, suddenly, And the funny thing is, I was up on a ladder restocking something, so I think I know what might have started her mind in this direction. If you're familiar with the movie, you'll know in a minute. She says to me, now, don't be offended by this, but you remind me of both Gaston and Belle, like you're their son. And I didn't really know how to take that. I guess it might be a compliment. I'm choosing to think of it that way.
That reminds me of the scene from the movie where Gaston is saying, like, and my lovely wife massaging my feet while the little ones play on the floor. Well, six or seven. So you're one of six or seven.
Am I? That's awkward. Yes. But that is not the only, perhaps, Disney Kingdom-esque thing that was said to me. I won't get into the whole story because it's rather unfunny. Let's just say
there was a rose, someone had to kiss you in order to awake you from your beastly state.
That was too long ago to even bring up in this podcast.
Oh, okay.
However, I was able to do something quite helpful at work, sort of correct a situation. The funny part of it was that one of the people in charge began referring to me as Prince Jeremy after that for the rest of the day because she was so happy. So apparently I might be Prince Jeremy, son of Gaston and Belle, except that neither of them were royalty, technically.
No, maybe Belle married the Beast and inherited his castle, but then the Beast died and Gaston married Belle. And therefore inherited the... I don't know. It gets that complicated.
You know? We'll have to ask the fans of Once Podcast if that's possible.
Over at oncepodcast.com. The finale's coming.
That's right. So I have one more.
Mm-hmm.
And this one's just ridiculous.
Uh-oh.
I was off work, but I was going in, you know, on my day off to get something. Oh.
No way.
What happened?
Oh, boy. This is going to be good. I can tell.
Wow, we haven't heard your female voice in forever. most restaurants with a drive-thru these days tend to wrap it sort of in front of the front door at some point. So you kind of have to walk through the drive-thru line if there are cars in line, mm-hmm. just get to the front door.
Which is kind of odd thing to do.
Kind of, yeah, I agree. It's a little weird. I'm walking... I cross through the line and I'm walking up the sidewalk toward the front door and it's my day off. So I'm wearing shorts and flip flops and I go walking past this car and suddenly, almost too fast to even think about, a hand sticks out the driver's window with a drink and dumps it on the ground and it splashed my feet. I had that look on my face. Actually, probably a little bit angrier. I mean, right next to the front door, I practically got a drink dumped on me.
He was trying to ask you, hey, can you refill this, buddy?
No.
No?
No. I was just like, really?
You know what you should do is I was actually thinking about this today. You should walk around with a bow and arrow on your back. And I got this movie this idea from a stupid movie. But you should walk around with a bow and arrow on your back and people would be less inclined to throw their used soft drinks at you.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, perhaps I will try that.
The other idea is a knife stuck in your chest usually prevents people from throwing food at you as well.
Stuck in my chest.
Yeah.
It prevents a lot of other things I can think of, too, that I actually enjoy, like breathing, living.
Breathing is overrated.
Blood coursing through my veins instead of out of my knife wound.
I mean, hey, come on. I got by with... only one lung for a little while. And look how I turned out.
got by was kind of the word for that.
Yeah, true. I was on death's door, ringing the doorbell and running away and hiding as
actually,
death would come out and look. And then
even an inaccurate description of what you did. Have we ever told that story? I think there's an old episode back in the archive somewhere.
Oh, I don't remember if we've told that story.
I think we have. We'll have to research that.
I do have on my list of another story to tell someday. about a polynidal cyst I once had.
Pardon me? Oh. Oh. Why do I know so much of your medical history?
I want to say something, but it would be like so terrible.
Yeah, don't say it. I know. I think I know what you're going to say. So we're just teasing stories all over the place. You'll have to listen in the future to... unless that's a story you're going to tell right now.
It might be a hint that there will be another season that we will be renewed by the alphabet.
Renewed by the alphabet.
Yeah. Yeah, I have to renew our alphabet license every once in a while. But speaking of alphabet license, or rather some people who don't have a license to use the alphabet.
Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring.
You have a bad connection.
We got some funny stuff in from our listeners. And if you want to send us some funny stuff, then you can send that to feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com or call 903-231-2221. You can also go to the website and click on Send a Voice Message, the tab there, and record the message right from your computer. And we got a couple voicemails in, and one of these, both of these came in from Kristen. Now, let me introduce this to say that most of our listeners are familiar with one of our other listeners, Ian, who is from Indianapolis. And Ian goes by the name...
Ian.
Yeah, and Ian, or Harasne.
Yes.
In the chat room. Or Harasne, or...
Haras...
Harass me, or,
oh my gosh,
or, you know, many different versions of that, but generally it's Harassne. And he has said several times he's from Indianapolis. He's a young guy, and we've been trying to match him up with someone, you know, get him started out young so that, you know, we can groom him to be the perfect
jaded young man he is destined to be
for the young lady of our choosing for him.
Correct.
That's my point. Correct. Well, we've started receiving applications for that young lady of our choosing.
We, what now?
This came in from Kristen.
Oh. This is weird. I was listening to the ramen noodle, and...
That is weird.
Ian said that he was from Indianapolis, and he's in middle school, and I am too.
So it's a match made in heaven.
Oh. Ian, maybe we know each other. That's really weird.
And if we don't, we should.
First, you must ask yourself, do you know anyone named Ian?
Yeah, that's a good place to start.
What the heck?
You're recording me. Okay.
So... Then Kristen sent in another message, because apparently that one wasn't descriptive enough.
Or got interrupted, apparently.
Because Ian needs to figure out how to find this girl.
Yeah.
Who may know him already, or not. Indianapolis is a big place. I've been there.
Okay, so I decided to do another recording, because I didn't, give you that much information about me.
You're late.
That's my sister in the background. She's in the background, the other one, because she wasn't sure what I was doing. And my sister's making dinner. There's my other sister. I have three sisters, so.
So there are four to choose from. In case you don't like Kristen, there are three others. Now, Kristen is lame in some way. Maybe a broken leg, a missing foot.
That's just according to one of her sisters, and that could be false. I'm now theorizing like over on Once Podcast. See what I did there?
Nice. Oncepodcast.com.
You might hear them. Okay. Anyways, I wanted to thank you guys for your podcast because I really like it. And I listen to podcasts so much. I have probably 100. My nickname on the bus is kind of podcast, so I don't really know how that came about. But be quiet. I don't know. I guess I wanted to thank you guys for your podcast, and it's funny, and it's can you be quiet?
So it's funny, but she wants us to be quiet.
I'm not sure what to do right now.
And it's really random, and I really like it, so I just, because it's like a little talk show in my head.
Ours too.
So yeah, that was it. I don't want to ramble like Ian, so I'm about to stop this. Oh, and about Ian, like, I'm really curious. This is to
So she goes on for another 75 seconds.
he's had a message to his stalkers. Yeah, I'm not a stalker because I have no representation on the internet, so I don't like have a Facebook or anything. But
so now we know. To be a stalker, you must have a Facebook.
Yeah, well, that is the preferred method of stalking in this day and age.
That's true. So if you don't have a Facebook, then you're not a stalker.
That's right.
Yeah, that's Kristen's logic.
I agree with it wholeheartedly.
So in case anyone ever tells you that you are a stalker, tell them, I just deleted my Facebook page. I just deleted my Facebook. I'm not a stalker anymore. I just deleted my Facebook.
I'm not saying that.
I really want to know what school he goes to, because I go to... Okay, I don't want to put this out there. I go to a school in Indianapolis also. Kimberly, I already know I live in Indianapolis. That's okay. Calm down. My name is Kristen. I live in Indianapolis. They're going to find me.
Because we have Facebook and we're stalkers.
I like the way you think, Kristen, because seriously, there've got to be a lot of Kristens in Indianapolis.
People who go to school.
Yeah. People do freak out over first names and cities, and yeah, that's not enough material for a true stalker. Just saying.
But a true stalker has Facebook.
That's true.
Okay. Sorry. So I'm rambling on again. I'm Orchestra, and he said he might be the youngest person that listens to this podcast. I am... How old am I? I'm 13, so if he's...
Oh, now he's stalkers.
Older than
13. If he's older than 13, that's good. You know, that's good. You know, guy older than the girl works out well.
Well, but if he's younger than that, then okay, but...
Oh, so she's willing either way. Oh,
okay, that's good. That's good.
I just wanted to say I appreciate your podcast, and...
Which she's said now several times.
I want to tell you I appreciate your podcast, and I really enjoy listening to you guys talk and having conversations about random things. So, thank you. Bye. I love the ramen noodle.
So, Ian, let us know. We'll hook you guys up. And anyone else out there, this is Ramen Noodle Dating.
I would now like to talk about parrots.
What? Parrots?
Don't you think that parrots are some of the most colorful animals in the animal kingdom? Also, sometimes they talk.
Yes.
Kristen likes our random conversation, so I'm giving her one.
Oh. I was wondering where you were going with that.
Also, no the way. Words parrot and parent sound very much the same in English, so don't you think that might somehow be related?
And parrot has the word pair in it, which means like jeans, a pair of jeans.
Or a pair of people who will become a future married couple, like Ian and Kristen.
Someday. Maybe.
Or Korean, as our audience will now refer to them.
Huh?
So thank you for sending that in, Kristen. We've got a couple other voicemails, but I'm going to save them for our next episode because I want Jenny to be here to hear one of these. So if you want to send us your funny stuff, you can send it to feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com or call 903-231-2221. You can also go to the website, cleancomedypodcast.com, and click on the send a voice message button. Now, this came in from Mickey1912. I guess Mickey has been on Twitter for a very long time or is a very old person. But
I'm going with the latter.
Mickey is a listener to our Once Upon a Time podcast.
Is it the Mickey? Like Mickey the Mouse?
It's Mickey 1912. And we are working on this timeline of events for the TV show Once Upon a Time, and Mickey has helped or volunteered to try and find someone who can help us program this. So she let us know, or he let us know, what this is like to talk to a programmer, and here is a transcription of what I assume is the real conversation from this. Mickey asked for making a fictional timeline, and the programmer asked, "What do you mean fictional?" Mickey said, "Like, not real. Imagine a timeline for Lord of the Rings." Programmer: "But you said it was supposed to be fictional." That's a programmer for you.
I had forgotten about that. It's hilarious.
Who probably also thinks that Star Trek is real. It was filmed in the future. And someday we're all going to live in space like that.
Duh.
And always straighten our shirts before we say engage.
Duh.
Which is very niche for me to say that.
Duh.
But we also have another thing for you. And this was also, this was also suggested from another listener, but it's for a different segment.
And now it's time for the weekly noodleism, the part of the show where the ramen noodle takes a common figure of speech and noodles it.
This week's weekly noodleism.
That's redundant!
Is from Heather, and it is bite the bullet.
Oh my.
Have you ever heard someone talk about biting the bullet?
But of course. What?
Why'd you go all French?
Because I feel a little sick.
Pardon his French, please. And hopefully he doesn't get French all over the place in here either.
Would you bite the bullet?
Well, there are several ways that you can take this. Several things that I think of is one is typically when people in the old days would bite bullets was to try and help something or other about pain, or just keep them from cracking their teeth by gritting so hard from pain. Or I don't know. I always wondered, why would people be told to bite a bullet? Because my perspective of this was, a bullet has gunpowder. If a person bites on it, won't that make it explode? How does that help their pain?
Well, you wouldn't be thinking about the splinter in your toe anymore.
Very good point. Yeah, so why not just shoot them instead?
That's what I do. I skip that whole thing.
Mr. Smith, I know that your foot is hurting you very much, but in order to fix the pain, we're going to shoot you so you don't notice your foot is hurting anymore.
What happened to your voice thing there?
I don't know. That was Dr. Somebody.
It was good. I could practically see a little minion's face.
But then the other perspective of this is, like you said, insulting someone with this. Oh, go bite the bullet. Which, considering our world of PowerPoint presentations, brings a new meaning to the word bullet.
No.
So, bite the bullet could also mean that you, when you see a PowerPoint presentation that, as you know, contains way too many bullet points, you could go up and start chewing on the screen.
This topic originally involved weapons and ammunition, and now it's just computers and business presentations, and the whole color of the conversation in my mind has changed to something very black and white and bullet pointed, and it's ugly, and I don't like it.
Well, also consider bite the bullet could mean that it's the thing that people always like to do to show how magical they are, that they can bite a bullet, catch it in their teeth.
I didn't think that was magical. I thought that was just something most people could do. I can.
Oh, you can?
I've been shot in the face so many times, and I always catch it in my teeth.
Let's try it. Here, I've got a rubber band gun here. Maybe a Nerf gun would work better for you.
No, that's too slow. I actually can't do it with those. It'll just hurt.
Oh. Well, then let's do it anyway, because that sounds like fun.
Why don't you go bite the bullet?
Well, you go fly a kite, Mr. Franklin.
Can I? It's a beautiful day.
In the neighborhood.
And by beautiful day, I mean it feels nice outside. It has nothing to do with appearance. So maybe beautiful day should be a future noodleism.
But I really want to know, what kind of bullet is it supposed to be? Because that really matters.
It does really matter because it could be, well, any kind of bullet.
Yeah, you know, a little rifle bullet, a .22 bullet. It's not going to help reduce the pain very much. You need a 45 or 50 caliber bullet.
Caliper?
Yeah, and that helps reduce the caliber. And that helps reduce the pain a lot more. The higher the caliber of the bullet, the less pain you'll notice. So my new theory is that if you've got something that just really hurts, then you need to go out to a naval base and steal one of their massive bullets that they use on the battleships and bite on one of those. And I guarantee you will probably stop noticing the pain.
Okay.
Yeah.
I am actually scheduled to... I don't even know. It was going to be something about getting on a battleship, but I just kind of lost focus and energy to say it.
I heard that a friend of mine... was a trumpeter, a trumpet player, and got to perform at a naval base in front of all of these chief of naval operations.
Ooh,
and he said,
top belly button.
It's great to be there in case you ever need one.
In case your belly button goes awry and you need someone to give it what's for.
Hey, that could be a whole new business industry, though.
No, it couldn't.
Belly button changes.
Ew.
If you're an innie, you could be changed to an outie. It's far less controversial than other things.
All you have to do is get the ad agencies to promote the idea that only one kind of navel is attractive, and then everybody has to get surgery to alter their navels until they look like the attractive kind.
You can either do it with surgery, or you can do it by expanding the fat around the navel, causing you to be an innie.
Oh, that's disgusting in so many ways.
Or just bite a bullet. That almost sounds so bad, though, to say bite a bullet. Like,
it does.
It almost sounds like take a bullet. Or
it does.
Like, not even as nice as take one for the team. Just go bite a bullet. Shoot yourself in the mouth.
Get shot in the leg. I mean, break a leg. I mean, good luck with biting that bullet.
And God bless you.
That too.
So I don't know if biting the bullet should be something that we should be endorsing with other people or not.
I'm going to say not. Forget about the bullets. Go live your life. Be free. Be happy. Run in the fields.
And what would you be doing in the fields?
Frolicking.
Well, speaking of frolicking, we are going to head out for this episode of The Ramen Noodle. And we've got to do our podcast about Once Upon a Time. And by the way, if you're not watching Once Upon a Time, it's an awesome TV show. You got to start at the beginning. But once you watch it and you're caught up, listen to us over at oncepodcast.com. The season finale is coming up and it will be awesome. I'm sure it will be. And we've got some cool things going on over there. So you can check that out over at oncepodcast.com. Please send us your funny stuff to us, which is redundant. Go to theramennoodle.com or cleancomedypodcast.com and click on the send a voice message button, or you can call in to 903-231-2221 or email either written or audio feedback to feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com. And you can get the rough show notes, including a picture of our sponsor for this episode, courtesy of Roses Dancing for Christ, over at cleancomedypodcast.com/109. Jeremy, anything else yet to smash down the throats of our listeners?
What? How about a bullet?
Okay.
Because after you bite a bullet, it's only polite to finish eating it instead of spitting it back out.
Okay. So take a bullet for the team. And I'm Daniel J. Lewis.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin.
Oh, wait. And you can follow us on Twitter.
Yeah. I was going to say, you stop that near, 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 near.
I'm Daniel J. Lewis. And you can follow me on twitter.com/theRamenNoodle.
Did you almost say my Twitter handle instead of your own?
No.
Oh, okay.
But I did realize I said my name again.
Oh, yeah, you did. And I'm Jeremy Laughlin again and still. And you can follow me at twitter.com/Phlegon. It's Phlegon.
So, thank you very much for listening.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, 'cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody else laughs along.
The Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast is a proud member of the Noodle Mix Network. Find more of our podcasts over at noodle.mx, and you will be blessed by God and by our podcast. So wow. Check it out over at noodle.mx.